contains adult content, which could include sexual behaviour or exploitation, misuse of alcohol, smoking, illegal drugs, violence, and dangerous behaviour. This book includes content that may be distressing to readers and listeners, including descriptions of suicide or self-harm, and abusive or discriminatory treatment of individuals, groups, religions, or communities. Prologue. Felicity, 2008. Felicity sat in the sunshine beside Jenna, watching their two-year-old daughters playing on the grass. Her own daughter, Clementine, was 8 months older than Sonara and much bigger. She was blonde, and for Felicity, she had always had a bright orange aura. Sonara's aura was blue and yellow. Felicity got up and went into the kitchen. When she came back to the garden with drinks on a tray, she looked around. "Where's Sonara?" she asked Jenna quickly. When Felicity finally saw little Sonara, the world became black and white. She put down the tray and ran towards her. "No, stop!" she shouted. Sonara was in the corner of the garden, digging a hole by the camellias. Felicity knew that Jenna would never forgive her for shouting at her daughter, but she had to stop her. She was scared of what Sonara might find under the camellias. "No, Sonara! Naughty! Stop!" she screamed. Sonara turned around, looking shocked and confused. Then she began to cry. "She's just a baby," Jenna said to Felicity as she ran to pick up her daughter. "It's all right, my love," Jenna said to Sonara. "We're going home, and we'll never come back." 14 years passed before the two women spoke to each other again.